This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1.
Scott Mills till Zane Lowe at 7 o'clock tonight. Now, do you remember Shannon from one of our random acts of kindness? Shannon, I have to say, is the one person that I get asked the most about and how she's getting on. Basically, this was over a year ago. We spoke to a guy called Paul, and he got in touch with us wanting a random act of kindness, which we do from time to time, where we do nice stuff for people. Basically, Paul's 8-year-old goddaughter, Shannon, had been diagnosed with a brain tumour on the front part of her head. So she had an operation to remove that. But when it was taken out, it was diagnosed as being cancer. Now, Shannon was just 8 years old. She just had her 8th birthday. So Shannon started a course of quite tough chemotherapy and radiotherapy, which you can imagine is hard enough for anybody, let alone a little 8-year-old. So we tried to put a smile on her face by surprising her by meeting her favourite band, McFly. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Because I was... I wasn't here, was I? I was in the car because I was driving back from doing something.
Oh, yeah, you texted me, didn't you?
So, yes, it made me cry.
And then back in September, we rang up Shannon again to find out how she was getting on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
Shannon.
Is that Shannon?
Yeah.
Hello, it's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Huh?
It's Scott Mills from Radio 1. How are you?
Okay.
Do you remember me?
Yeah.
Where are you right now, Shannon?
At my house.
Okay. And how are you feeling?
Okay.
Feel all right?
Yeah.
What's been happening this week, Shannon?
I had my treatment and it didn't go very well.
Oh, really?
I didn't feel very well because I was sick.
Nasty. Well, listen, I wanted to ring you just to let you know that I haven't forgotten about you.
Mm-hmm.
Because Paul, you know, your godfather said you were in hospital again this week.
Mm.
So you're not feeling great right now.
Mm.
Shannon?
Yeah?
I just want to let you know that you are one of the bravest little girls I've ever met.
Really?
And we think you're a complete star at Radio 1, and we do think about you a lot. Now, I want to know, did you get that present I sent you?
Yep.
You did?
Yep.
What was it?
A McFly CD.
Yes. You still love them, or have you moved on to another band now?
Nope.
Still like them?
Yep.
Do you still love Tom best, or have you changed?
Still all of them.
Tom's your favourite, though, isn't he?
Yep.
Still. Give me a second, actually. Can you hang on there a minute?
Mm-hmm.
I've got someone that wants to talk to you.
Hello, Shannon.
Hello.
Hi, this is Tom.
Hello, Tom.
We've been thinking about you a lot since we met you last.
Okay.
How have you been?
Okay.
So, did Scott send you a new CD?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, listen, we're on tour at the moment, and I remember when we met you last, we said we'd try and arrange something for you to come and see us. So, how would you like to come see us on tour?
Yeah.
And will you come and say hello to us?
Yeah.
You come backstage, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, wicked, that'd be great.
Thank you very, very much.
That's all right, it's my pleasure. We look forward to seeing you.
Uh-huh.
We all can't wait for you to come say hello.
Okay.
It's been lovely speaking to you again.
It's lovely to speak to you again.
All right. Well, you take care, all right?
I will.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom.
Speak to you soon.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Shannon?
Hello?
You just spoke to Tom.
Mm-hmm.
How excited are you?
Really, 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 really excited.
Listen, I just wanted to call you and tell you that we're still thinking about you, all right?
Thank you.
And have a fantastic time, won't you?
I will.
Make sure you go say hello to the boys. We'll sort all that out.
I will.
Especially Tom, your favourite. Listen, have a fantastic time.
I will.
And we'll give you a call soon, all right?
Thank you very, very much.
That's all right. So that was back at the end of last year, and Shannon went to see her favourite band, McFly, and she sent us some really nice photos, actually. She'd lost quite a lot of weight by then. She's wearing a cap, but she did really, really enjoy the gig. Now, Shannon's godfather, Paul, is on the phone right now. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Scott.
So tell us how Shannon's been getting on, then.
She's getting on really well now. She's getting on really well. She's gone back to school and she's finished all her treatments and the doctors have given her the all clear.
That is such good news.
It's fantastic news.
I'm so pleased for you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Because I get people, like, every day, just, you know, people who are parents themselves and just people wanting to know how little Shannon was. So that's the best news.
Excellent news, isn't it?
It must have been a hard time for all the family the past few months.
It's been a bit of a struggle for Shannon's mum and dad, Joe and Mark. But obviously now they've been given this news, it's sort of really cheered them up a little bit now.
Yeah. So the doctors say it's all going to be fine, yes?
Well, fingers crossed, yes. Obviously she has to go back for 6 monthly check-ups. She's had a few fits, which the doctors have actually put down to the scar tissue. But that's obviously controllable by the epilepsy drugs that she's now on, and she reckons she'll probably be on them for the rest of her life as well, just to keep them under control.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's brilliant news compared to, obviously, the cancer.
What kind of treatment does she have to go through, Paul?
She went through a year's worth of chemotherapy and then radiotherapy as well. So she's had about a year and a half of treatment.
And she lost her hair and a lot of weight during that time as well, didn't she?
She lost all of her hair. She was down to probably half her weight as well. So she didn't look extremely good. But now, obviously, she's starting to put the weight back on now, and her hair is actually growing back as well. So everything seems to be okay.
And how is she in herself?
She's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. She's just been away for a week's holiday over in Ireland. And she came back today.
I'm really pleased for you, I really am, and for the whole family. I think, like, you've made my day, but lots of other people's days as well, seriously.
Well, thank you very much indeed, anyway, for being so concerned.
A lot of people were, I tell you. Now, listen, remember when we did our initial surprise for Shannon, way back?
Yes.
And we had a surprise from McFly, our favourite band, didn't we?
That's it, yeah.
I've got Danny on the phone now. Hi, Danny.
Hello, mate. How
you right?
doing? It's amazing news, isn't it?
It really is. Now, Paul, do you know where Shannon is at the moment?
Yeah, she's at home.
I'd like to give her a quick call and have a word with her. Is that all right?
Yeah, no, that's brilliant.
Okay, right there. You all right to do that, Danny?
Yeah, definitely, mate. No worries.
Okay.
Hello.
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 Hello, it's Scott from Radio 1. Hi, Shannon.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
You're right?
Yeah.
Listen, I've just been speaking to Paul.
Hmm?
And he just told me some great news.
Has he?
Yeah. He told me that your treatment's gone really well and the doctors say that you're going to be all right.
Yep.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Because we were all a little bit worried about you, Shannon, to be honest.
I know.
We were.
I only actually found out today.
Today?
Yeah.
Well, listen, we haven't forgotten about you. I just wanted you to know that, okay? And I'm so pleased that you're going to be all right.
Okay.
I really am. And do you know who else keeps asking about you as well?
Who?
Have a guess.
McFly?
Maybe. Danny?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah.
It's amazing news, isn't it? Well, we're so pleased for you, and all the guys say congratulations.
Congratulations.
I'm just sat in my garden at the minute because we're recording the new album. So, and if you want tickets, by the way, if you want to come see us in September, you're more than welcome. We'll get you some tickets and come and see us and meet us and stuff if you want.
Yes, please.
What have you got to say to Danny then, Shannon?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And come and see us and hang out with us, yeah, when we play Wembley or wherever you want to go to, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Danny.
I'm glad it's all good news anyway. Take care of yourself.
Good to speak to you, Danny. Thank you.
And to you, mate. All the best.
Ha! How good was that?
Really good.
They must like you. Listen, I'm so pleased, and a lot of people are texting already saying that's the best news they've heard all year, Shannon. You've made a lot of people very, very happy as they drive home from work tonight. You really have, all right?
Yeah.
All right, listen, I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you very much indeed, Scott. Appreciate it.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.